Well, this afternoon I'm meeting with the beauty team from the pantomime. Thank you very much, all of you, for agreeing to meet with me today. Perhaps you could introduce yourselves.
Mm-hmm. I'm Wendy Lowe, and I play the part of Madame Botox, the beauty parlour owner.
I'm Stephanie Hammond, and I play Chelsea, as part of the beauty team.
Lovely Chelsea, thank you. No, Stephanie, sorry.
Okay, I'm Rosie, and I play the part of Tiffany, and I'm a hairdresser.
Hi, my name's Jason, and I play Sven! And Sweden.
and Sven, what will he be doing in the pantomime?
He is a Swedish masseuse. Oh, sorry, he's a Swedish masseuse, not masseuse. Masseuse is female.
Okay. Are you actually going to be doing any massaging on stage?
Not really. I'm sort of going to need matte shoulders for a bit, and then I'm going to be bending the flexibility.
Don't give anything away. And the French accent, Wendy, how's that going?
The French accent is the fine, because I do actually have a French daughter-in-law and a little French grandchild, so...
Oh, it's perfect.
So they'll say, after being to the pantomime, they'll say, Grandma, that was absolute rubbish. It doesn't sound anything like French.
But, of course, you've done lots of shows with other players before, haven't you?
Right from the beginning, when the group started, I was one of the founder members. And I've appeared in lots and lots of shows, and then I've had a little break, and the last panto I was in was 2015. And so this is the first one for quite a long time.
It's lovely
and I
like to panto. See you back.
Thank you. Yeah. Panto's my thing, really. I like panto.
It's sort of fun, isn't it? And and it's not just the fact that everybody can come together and it's a family event, but it's just like it's so many different people from the villages, the music and the dancing. And
I mean, I've known lots of people in the group for, you know, over 30 years, so it's... 84, was it 84 when we started?
When it started?
Yeah.
But that would have been down in the church hall.
Yeah, I mean, we were young then.
Oh, you're still young.
But now, Sue and I think probably the oldest in the group. But anyway, I mean, it's fun, and the music's good. Everybody's enjoying the music enormously.
I agree. I've listened to a lot of the rehearsals.
Really
girls, have you enjoyed singing?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Like,
I think singing's definitely my favourite part.
Is it?
Yeah.
And the routines are really fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I thought when you did your ballet bits recently...
Earlier
in rehearsal. I mean, that looked so good, and it took you no time at all to pick it up. You know, you see, it would take me weeks to pick something. That's the thing. When you get older, it takes so much more effort to learn things and to keep them up here.
Yeah.
Whereas you learn a dance routine and you're off. It looks really, really good.
No, it looked lovely. You and it's such a pleasure to see youngsters joining.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't it lovely? And, I mean, this isn't your first year, is it?
It's my third, yeah, it's your my fourth, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
It's really good. But we do need young people. You know, we need people like Jason and the Ollies and the Jacks. You know, we need young men, and we're very, very fortunate in the group, actually, to have a lot of men in the group.
Because actually.
A lot of Amdrams really struggle for men, and we've never struggled for men in this group. We've always had really, really good turnout.
I've been accused of being young for quite a while now, actually.
Well, believe me, from where I'm looking, Jason, you are. But, you know, it's good. We need these people coming up, and you know, that's the way the group's going to continue.
And I think the group is very welcoming. I think you have that feeling that everybody is working together, and that's why I love it. And not that I personally perform, but it's just a pleasure to be involved.
You do a very important thing. You come every now and again with delicious cakes, candy. You keep on doing that.
I think it's because there's so many different people in the group that there's always going to be somebody there that's got similar interests, or there's a case with a lot of the... people you went to school with them and stuff like that. You haven't seen them for ages because you always do different things.
And so maybe you've moved away. I'd be, you know, like Kirsty moved away to New Zealand and then you know, was away at university, but she came back and now she's sort of back amongst the family, it feels like, to her.
I mean, when Kirsty was first in the group, I suspect she did, I think she did a music hall with us often. She can't be more than about 13.
She was 13.
She was 13.
Yeah.
She was really, really...
Yeah.
Young, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. It was the... I can't remember now what it was. It's gone. But, that was... She was 13 years old. So she was you when you joined. So, you know, we fully expect to see you taking these principal roles sometime.
Well, indeed.
Yeah,
you know, you've got to start. And it must be disappointing, I suppose, when you come into a group and you've probably... You do a lot of theatre at Swavesey.
You do, that's right.
And then you come into a group like ours where people are a lot older and a lot more experienced, and you probably think, oh, gosh, you know, I don't get the things I'd like. But, of course, your time will come.
Mm.
You know, stick around and your time will come and you'll be the principal.
So you're still on stage, though. Yeah. It's not like you're not there.
Being in
the
chorus is brilliant. A lot of good fun. Yeah.
Well, believe you me, a lot of the older ones rely on you. You young ones with the choreography, because we like to stand behind you and follow your moves, because some of us are pretty useless at it. And Jason's good to follow as well. He's quite a good dancer.
Oh, you're a good dancer, Jason. Yes. Wow.
Wow. He's good.
Yeah. He's and Jack is doing a wonderful job of the choreography.
Jack is brilliant.
He is, yeah. Isn't he?
I think it's because he knows the limits of the group, and so he keeps it simple stepwise. And from a perspective of someone you're watching it as a from an audience member, it's better to have a lot of people doing simple moves together than
yes,
to have
absolutely.
A small group of people doing really extravagant moves and it all just being all over the place. It looks a mess then.
Yeah.
But if you've got synchronisation and synchronicity, then it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks a lot better.
And he has a fantastic way of imparting that information.
He's a brilliant dance teacher.
Yeah.
He's very good. Yeah. And you know, and I think a few people have commented on the choice of music. Everybody thinks the music is so good this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the choice of songs that we're doing, and, you know, I think we're doing a pretty damn good job, actually, with those songs.
It's a nice mix of music.
Yes.
It's not all old stuff. It's not all modern stuff. There's a mix of everything in there.
Yeah.
So.
And I think everybody's going to recognise something. Yeah.
I'd never heard of Shotgun before, and then somebody said, oh, it's been in the hit parade or whatever they have these days for about 3 weeks. I'm saying, oh, I've never heard it before in my life.
Well, now you have, and I think it's going to be an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. Thank you to the four of you, and all the very best for the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.